What's going on, everybody? What's going on? It is Reverend Lyle Lewis, a.k.a. coming back at you one more time. We are live. It's Reverend Lyle Lewis, a.k.a. Sean Lewis, coming at you one more time. Hey, to everybody on my Pain Fighters podcast and to all of you on my YouTube channel, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm so happy that you guys are all here. Happy that you guys are listening. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Let's see. Again, as you guys know, let's get through all the formalities. My name is Reverend Lyle Lewis. I am a minister at the Word Evangelistic Church, where the pastor is the Prophet Willie T. Townsend. That's right. I am not the pastor. The pastor is Prophet Townsend. I'm a minister that presides under Prophet Townsend and serves in the church underneath the pastor. So, he's the pastor. The co-pastor is Prophet Denise Townsend. Check us out on our the Word Evangelistic Church YouTube channel, where we have live shows of the telecast that we do that airs on I believe it's WFLD TV and WPWR TV. You know, you have to check your local listings for, you know, what those channels are in your area, if you even get those channels. But if you don't, check out the YouTube channel at Word Evangelistic Church, or stay tuned into my to the Lewtown Productions page channel. The Lewtown Productions channel, where the Pain Fighter podcast and live stream are always being aired. Now, quick change, pretty soon, and this is for you guys too, on the podcast, pretty soon, I will have it be where, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of great exclusives. It's going to be some stuff is going to be exclusively for my Pain Fighter audience that's following me on YouTube. And some of it's going to be for my Pain Fighter audience that's following me on the podcast. I'm going to just have it be where there's going to be a lot of times where I'm doing, you know, one or the other. There's still going to be, you know, I'm still going to have it be where, you know, I'm still going to have one live message that I do on both the podcast platform and the YouTube platform. But there's going to be some where I'm going to be just doing it strictly for YouTube. And there's going to be others where I'm just doing it strictly for the podcast. So, for all of you all that are tuning me in, hey, you guys check me out at Reverend Lyle Lewis, that's R-E-V-L-Y-I-E-L-L-E-W-I-S, on wherever podcasts are being listened to, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever. Wherever there is a podcast, look me up, I am there. So, and by all means, you guys on YouTube, thank you, YouTube family. Thank you, podcast family. Thank you all for tuning me in. I pretty greatly appreciate it. If you guys would, please click like and subscribe. Hit the bell icon. Give me a couple of thumbs up. I really would appreciate it. Just because I'd appreciate it. You know, it's what the hell, you know, why not, you know. But again, it's just to let me know that you guys are listening, that you guys, you know, are receiving the content, you know, it lets me know that my audience is out there, you know. So, thank you guys. Whether you do it or not, it's all good, because I'm going to continue to preach the Word of God. Just happy to do it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and dive into today's lesson. So today's lesson is going to be a very vital one, because it's like I was telling you last week, that the Holy Ghost is very, very key in all that you go to do in the salvation, because you got to understand the Holy Ghost helps, you know, tie you to God. The Bible says that God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. And this is the reason why I wanted to make sure to cover the topic of the Holy Ghost on today, because without the Holy Ghost, there's no real connection to God. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is what really fully connects you. See, Christ does not connect you to God. Christ died for your sins to open the doorway, to make the pathway for you to connect to God. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God that comes down after you know, have accepted God, changed your life, living holy and things like that, got baptized, all that other formalities. After you've gone through all those different things, you know, you're living for God, you're obedient to the Word of God, God gives you the Holy Ghost. But the thing of it is that you have to seek after the Holy Ghost also. And what do I mean is you have to seek after the Holy Ghost also? There are those that get saved right off the bat. Holy Ghost hits them. Boom. They're good. You know what I'm saying? It's that, but that doesn't happen to everybody. There are those where the Holy Ghost have to actually seek after the Holy Ghost. Now, what makes one so special? What makes one more special than the other? My guess would probably be more or less the individual sincerity. Now, just because you get saved, that does not necessarily mean that you are, you know, fully sincere about serving God, which is my pastor. He even said this in one of his messages. He said that, you know, you getting saved, that's just you showing God that you fear hell. And when he said that, boom, I was like, wow, that's a very, very good point. Because I did not get saved. You know, I'm speaking of me. I didn't get saved because I was like, you know, oh, you know, fantastic life and this and that. And no, I was just like, yeah, I don't want to die and go to hell. That was the main gist of it. You know what I'm saying? I did not want to die and wind up with my soul burning in hell. I didn't want that to happen. So the only way that I knew to escape that was through salvation. That's why I got saved. Now, with that being opened unto me, that helped me to really, and I'm glad that was broken down to me, because that was broken down to me right after, I gave you guys the message last Tuesday, and then we have Bible study on Wednesday. There's a powerful message. Look at our streamline from last Wednesday. He came and he was breaking it down in the Bible class on Wednesday, or was it Sunday? I forget which day. It was either this past Sunday or Wednesday, but that's what he was saying. How watch both Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Watch them. You trust me, not a waste of time. Word Evangelistic Church, go check out the streamline. Go check out the streamline. We don't have a podcast. Go check out, I'm talking about my podcast. Anyways, check us out. WordEvangelisticChurch.com. WordEvangelisticChurch.com. Go check us out. Or just check it out on YouTube. Word Evangelistic Church on YouTube. You guys get the picture. Anyways, but that's what he was saying. He was saying that, you know, individuals who get saved, they're basically getting saved because they have a fear of hell. They're not getting saved because they, most people, not all, you know what I'm saying? This is the reason why I say that there are those who genuinely, because they genuinely are getting saved, maybe not because they're afraid of hell, but more or less because they genuinely, you know, want to serve God. They genuinely, you know what I'm saying? These are things that they genuinely, genuinely want to do. And so therefore the Holy Ghost, you know, because of their level of genuineness in their heart, God could go ahead and come down and connect with them, because he was already slightly connecting with them over the word of God. You know what I'm saying? They were already trying to be obedient to it, and they just finally just, you know, said the sinner's prayer, blah, 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 so forth and so forth. And then there are others that got saved because of the fear of hell, but it's going to take them time to build the genuineness. You get what I'm saying? It's going to take them time to really build in their salvation. It's going to take them time to really build in what it is that they're going to do, you know, salvation wise. So therefore, there are those who have to seek after the Holy Ghost. And it's very key, very vital. Me, I had to seek after the Holy Ghost. Now, thing of it is, I didn't realize that seeking, when I was brought into the knowledge to seek after it, I sought after it and found out I already had it. Not to be like, you know, like I was just, you know, more gifted or whatever than anybody else. But what I had realized was that between the time that I had got saved and the time that I was taught that you have to seek after the Holy Ghost, I was already doing that. I was already seeking the Holy Ghost. I was already following the steps that were given to me, such as, you know, obey the word of God, study, you know, stay in study and stay in prayer, forever try to get close to God, you know, try to establish your closeness with God. You know what I'm saying? Draw unto the Lord, he'll draw unto you. You know, open up to the Lord. You know, anybody, Jesus Christ said, anybody that opens up to me and my Father will come and make our abode with him. These were things that I was doing. I was already seeking after the Holy Ghost, not realizing that I was seeking after the Holy Ghost. That's the reason why I said, by the time I was taught to seek after it, I had it, not knowing I had it. It was very, very, very satisfying to know that I was already doing it. And it was already also very satisfying to know that I had that extra bit of protection. See, it's like you get saved. You got to understand your salvation. Like I said, your salvation is what helps you to show God. You fear hell. You accept the word of God. You accept what's being told to you. Okay. Now your salvation, mind you. Okay. You got saved. Now again, you show God, I'm afraid of hell. I believe your word. I believe that you're the way out of this situation, out of a bad life, so forth and so forth. Now, you've got your journey. You've got your salvation journey. Okay? Now, what the Holy Ghost does is the Holy Ghost makes it to where your salvation journey is doable. So you got to understand, your salvation is based off of a spiritual and a natural journey. Okay? Satan is going to attack you on a spiritual and a natural level. He's also going to attack you on a mental and emotional level. Satan is going to attack you on multiple levels, okay? With Satan attacking you on multiple levels, you need something that is going to help you on every level. You've got the Word of God, but then what else do you have? See, this is the reason why Jesus Christ spoke of the Comforter shall come. The Holy Ghost is part of that Comforter. Holy Ghost is that Comforter. Because why do I say it? Because the Holy Ghost is what helps you to connect with God, with the Word of God, and to retain what you've been taught. The Holy Ghost is what helps you to put the Word of God in your heart, retain it in your mind, bring back to your remembrance and things that you were going through, what the Word of God said about it. The Holy Ghost bring back to your remembrance messages, scriptures, things of that nature. Hell, if it's nothing more than you shouldn't do that. It's just, it's always like this, that extra, you know what I'm saying, that extra voice in the back of your head that tells you, hey, we don't need to do this. This is the direction we need to go. The Bible didn't tell us to do that. God said not to do that. Jesus Christ didn't say that. You get what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost will help it to where that when you study, you feel some type of connection and establishment with God. When you go to pray, you can feel an anointing. You can feel energy. You can feel power coming from God replenishing you. When the Word is going forth, you feel a connection with the Word. See, you got a lot of people, they'll hear the Word of God and they think they hear a connection, but I mean, they think they feel a connection. But here's the question. What are you feeling the connection off of? Are you feeling the connection off of the music? Are you feeling the connection off of the pastor actually preaching the truth? Or are you feeling the connection off of a Bible story, off of a testimony, off of just a bunch of noise making? What exactly are you feeling? Because see, your emotions, you got to be careful of this, your emotions, and we got a message about your emotions also. That I'm going to cover very, very soon. But your emotions can have you feeling lots of different things when you're hearing the Word of God that's similar to the same feelings that you get with the Holy Ghost. But what makes the difference? Your emotions will eventually start to cancel things out. Your emotions will have you accepting things as your emotional state is. So therefore, if you're in a positive, high emotional state, it's easy for you to accept things. If you're in a very low emotional state, frustrated, depressed emotional state, it's going to be harder for you to accept things. If the Word of God goes forth, and I'm talking about the Word of God, we're not talking about lies, politics, philosophy, you know, we're not talking about false prophets and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. No, we're talking about the truth of the Word of God. If I'm in a high, emotionally positive state, when the Word of God goes forth and says, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do that, I will happily receive it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, this and that, that and this. But when the Word of God goes forth and starts attacking something that's not like God that I am involved in, be it something in my mind, be it something in my flesh, be it something I'm doing, be it something I'm not doing, my emotional state is going to cause me to throw up a defense and say, we don't need to accept that. That's not, no. He needs to leave that alone. But the Holy Ghost within you, no matter what it is that the Word of God preaches, will have you to say, that's the truth. I'm going to accept it. That's the truth. I'm going to be obedient to it. The Holy Ghost gives you strength from within on a spiritual level to handle things on a natural level, to handle things on an emotional level, to handle things on a mental level. It's the Holy Ghost that helps to keep your mind regulated. It's the Holy Ghost that helps to give you the spiritual energy you need to continue on in this Christian journey. You wonder why a lot of people get in God and then next thing you know, a few months later, a few years later, they're no longer in God. They never had the Holy Ghost. Because if an individual has the Holy Ghost, the Bible says if they were of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. If you have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to give up. You're not going to quit. You're not going to be like, oh, hey, I can't do this. No, the Holy Ghost within you is going to push and it's going to move you to where it's like you can't give up. Holy Ghost isn't going to let you give up. The Bible says that this outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed by day. What are we talking about? We're not just talking about natural death. Not just as his natural body dies, the inward man is constantly re-strengthened and rejuvenated. We're not just talking about that. We're also talking that as the outer man, meaning what you're facing, Everything out here you're facing bills, you're facing work, you're facing persecution, you're facing children problems, marital problems, you're facing things, something or another in this life. There's something that's going on. And as you are facing all of these things, you need something that's going to help you to go through, something that's going to help you to battle. You need that extra individual with you. That's what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is like your tag team partner. The Holy Ghost is like, you know what I'm saying? You're facing one way. The Holy Ghost is, you know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is facing the other way. This is the reason, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you need that because you got to understand, Satan is coming. He's using, if you get saved, when you get saved, if you are saved, I speak to those who are saved. If you are saved, you're going to have a world of things coming at you. You're going to have people coming at you. Life's going to come at you. Satan's going to come at you. And it's just going to seem like, all, and here's the thing. Without the Holy Ghost, it's going to be harder to process how, you know, how to deal with things. It's going to be very hard to process, you know, what it is that, you know, you should just let go and what it is that you should actually focus on, look at and fix. You know what I'm saying? Why? Again, back to your emotional state, back to your mind, back to your righteousness, your wisdom, all these things of you without the Holy Ghost will lead you down paths that will lead you astray, that will confuse you, that will make you think that things are one way when they're really not. This is the reason why a lot of times people resort to outside things, drugs, alcohol, sex, part to relieve the stress. But individuals with the Holy Ghost, they have a connection with God through the Holy Ghost that allows them to be able to turn to the Lord and get the answers they need. Be able to turn to the Word of God, get the answers they need. They'll be able to turn to life and be able to deal with life in a way that others can't. Why? Because the Holy Ghost calms you. The Holy Ghost counsels you from within. The Holy Ghost will save you, will slow you down. Okay, how do we process this? Okay, what did the Word say? The Holy Ghost will encourage you. The Holy Ghost will tell you the right way. The Holy Ghost will bring scriptures back to your remembrance. The Holy Ghost will have it be that no matter what it is that you're going through, the Holy Ghost will know how to solve it because it will have the right scenario of the Word of God to bring to your remembrance. And for those that, like, you get the Holy Ghost, but you haven't really, like, fully studied the, like, whole Bible and whatnot, so therefore it's like you may not necessarily remember the who went through this in the Bible or, you know, what scripture is relevant for fighting off this situation. The Holy Ghost will just raise up a level of encouragement. Hence the reason why the Bible said God lifts a standard. All right. He said he lifts up a standard. What does that mean? Meaning the Holy Ghost within you will lift you up to a point where it's like these things will not bother you. And it will keep you encouraged long enough. And when I say long enough, I don't mean just enough. I mean long enough, meaning it is an enduring, sustainable entity that is within you that will keep you sustained as long as you need it to until the Word of God gets to you, gives you the instructions. And then the Holy Ghost will get behind the Word of God and give you the strength to follow it, give you the strength to carry it out. See, this is the reason why the Holy Ghost is very key. See, a lot of people, they get in church and they think they have the Holy Ghost because they go whooping and hollering and shouting off of music or whatever noise that a lot of these other churches are preaching. And the reason why I say these other churches is because what I'm referring to is churches that aren't preaching the Word of God or aren't preaching the truth of the Word of God, I should say. They get up in the church and they're listening to these pastors who are just like the Bible says, just tinkling brass or just, you know, just making a lot of noise. You know, and they get in there or they hear the choir singing and they get moved And they're hooping it, and oh my God, and they're crying. And you see this person, and they're speaking in tongues, and they're thank you Jesus, and waving their hands, and just falling out all over the place. And it's like, you know, a lot of that stuff, these folks have just gotten into a very emotional state. Why do I say that a lot of them have gotten to a very emotional state? Because if it was the Holy Ghost, then after they left, first and foremost, let's not even deal with after they left. Let's deal with them in the church. If it was the Holy Ghost, they would have felt the Holy Ghost off of more of the Word of God than they would have off of the choir. Than they would have off of the praise music. Then they would have over the praise dancers, okay? All that stuff, they wouldn't be all, oh God, and all that. No, it wouldn't be all that, you know, weeping and thank you Jesus and all that other kind of stuff over that. It would be weeping and thank you Jesus over the truth of the Word of God that is being preached, because the Holy Ghost will connect with that. That the Holy Ghost will rise up within you and have you speaking in tongues over the Word of God that's being preached, providing it's the truth of the Word of God that's being preached. All right. The Holy Ghost will have it be where you are connected to what's being preached about you. And the Holy Ghost will connect with that and back it up. That's right. That's right. I agree with that. The Holy Ghost will have it be where you're just constantly like, give me more, give me more, give me more. It'll connect with that first before it connects with anything else. And then after the Word of God has gone forth, then when you leave the church, the Holy Ghost will have you living a holy lifestyle. The Holy Ghost will have you living a righteous lifestyle, not self-righteous. A holy and righteous lifestyle according to the Word of God. You won't leave the church and then go to the bar. You won't leave the church and go to the club. You won't leave the church and go to a boyfriend or a girlfriend's house committing fornication. You won't leave the church going to go sleep with another married man or married woman. You won't leave the church to go to a family barbecue where everybody's drinking. You won't leave the church running off to go do drugs. You will leave the church with everything that the Holy Ghost has received of the Word of God. You will go home and you will study. You will go home and live an honest life. You will go home and you will operate in a way that is honorable according to the Word of God. That's the difference. The Holy Ghost is not going to let you just go out. When I hear the Word of God, when I get out of church, I don't have a desire to go and do things that are sinful. That's not just on church days, though. See, the Holy Ghost, like, remember how I said the Holy Ghost is an enduring, sustaining energy? It's an enduring, sustaining entity, power, energy, whatever it is you want to call it. Meaning, it's not just going to work that day. I don't just have the Holy Ghost during church. I have the Holy Ghost when I study. I have the Holy Ghost when I pray. I have the Holy Ghost when I face life. I have the Holy Ghost when I'm meditating on God. It's not just a one-time thing. It's not just that it's just I got the Holy Ghost only on Sunday. No, I got the Holy Ghost Sunday, then after church on Sunday. Then I got it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the way back to Sunday. I have it 24/7. It's something that's constantly turning in me. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will engraft in you the Word of God to have you living a lifestyle that is congruent to what the Word of God says. It will have you living a lifestyle that is holy and acceptable in the eyesight of God. That's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost allows you to be connected with God. So that then this way, when you pray, you feel something. When you pray, you can fully trust that the Lord heard your prayer and He's working in your favor. The Holy Ghost will allow it to be that even if you don't see God operating, you know, in your time, you will still see God operating. You'll have an understanding of God. Remember in the last message, I taught you about how having an understanding is very key in God. So is the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost takes your understanding and opens it up to a broader aspect and a broader spectrum. The Holy Ghost helps to give you patience. It helps your patience. It helps your understanding. It helps your knowledge. It helps the wisdom. It helps all these things of God to manifest within you in greater portions, to a greater degree, and then what you can do on your own. See, like the Bible said, God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. But the Bible also says that, you know, those that don't have the Spirit of God are none of his. See, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost is also an identification that shows you are representative of God. You are openly representing God. See, the Holy Ghost isn't a private thing. You don't just, oh, I have the Holy Ghost, and then you're just, no. The Holy Ghost bleeds out. It shows. I don't have to go around telling everybody I'm a minister, I'm a preacher, no. It should show through my actions. It should show through the way that I carry myself. The things that I'll accept as opposed to other people. The things that I will allow to happen as opposed to other people. The things that I will allow to go on around me as opposed to other people. God is a holy God. Therefore, hence the reason why, if God is a holy God, this is the reason why you have the Holy Bible, the Holy Ghost. Notice how when God gives you something, there's holy around the name. Because it's a representation showing that if I am a holy God, you should be a holy individual as well. If I am a holy God, the things that I give unto you are holy as well. God's going to give us holy commandments. He's going to give us holy scriptures. He's going to give us holy ordinances and statutes to come up to. But he's going to give you the Holy Ghost to help you to come up to those things. The Holy Ghost helps to raise your standards. The Holy Ghost makes it to where if it's something that you didn't normally care about, the Holy Ghost will deal with you and help you to understand the importance of why you should care, why you should go the distance, why you should try harder, why you should maintain your salvation, why it's important not to give up in God. See, like I said, the Holy Ghost gives you an inner counseling. It counsels you in the mind. It counsels you in the spirit. Because you got to understand, Satan, that's the exact same place where Satan deals with you also. See, you need somebody or something that's going to be able to deal with you on the same level or greater than what Satan is going to deal with you on. Satan will deal with you in the mind. He will deal with you in your spirit. And then so therefore, you need somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Who's going to deal with you on that same level? But this is another key reason why it's very important to seek after God. Because you got to understand, Satan has all the ammunition he needs to deal with you. All he needs is life. That's all Satan needs. All he needs is you just to have one bad day. For some reason, for some people, you don't even need one bad day. A bad day for you is if it's raining outside. Satan can get behind that and mess with your emotions and your mind and oh, it's such a horrible day. What do you mean it's a horrible day? It's just raining outside. You can still do everything you want to do. It's just raining. That's just how some people are. If I'm lying, then somebody put in the comments. But we all know that one person that we've all worked with that individual or been around that person. Like, it's raining. Oh, my God. It's going to be a horrible day. It's just rain. Like, you know, the weather doesn't determine my mood. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, the weather can do that. An individual with the Holy Ghost, they stay stable. They stay stable. What does this mean? Meaning, there aren't things that get them down. It's not that today they're happy and tomorrow they're sad. Today they're happy, tomorrow they're suicidal. Oh, they're living on top of the world today and tomorrow they're in the dumps. No, the Holy Ghost keeps you sustained. The Holy Ghost keeps you the same kind of individual. In other words, it keeps you happy, keeps you calm, keeps you peaceful. But again, this is because you seek after God. See, like I said, Satan has the whole world as his ammunition. From the smallest to the greatest of things, he's got the whole world as his ammunition. So therefore, the Holy Ghost within you has all the ammunition it needs. But at the same time, you still got to feed it. Why do I say you still got to feed it? Because you got to understand, Satan is being fed no matter what you do. If you live life, Satan has got something to feed on. You look at your check, you see taxes, it brews up a little bit of frustration because they went up on taxes. You watch the news, you're hearing people say this and that, you know, things are going on, you're dealing with ignorant people. Like I said, Satan has the whole world as his ammunition. So you got to give the Holy Ghost something to, you know. That's why I say Satan doesn't necessarily need ammunition. Why? He's got the whole world as his ammunition. If you can see, hear, all you need is just one of those. You can see or hear. He's got all the ammunition he needs. Because the world is nothing but problems out there. And it's not going to get any better. I don't care what the politicians tell you. I don't care what all the quote-unquote world leaders tell you. The world is not going to get any better. Anybody who's read their Bible, they know the world is not going to get any better. So when you got people who are like, the world's going to get better one day, this is obviously an individual who has not read their Bible. Because the Bible tells us that the world is only going to get worse. If you don't believe me, look at how wicked things are now compared to several generations ago, several decades ago. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, the world wasn't wicked back in the 70s, but wickedness back in the 70s compared to wickedness today. Yeah, it was wicked then. It's even more wicked now. With as much as we try to get away from racism, we're just constantly in a vicious circle. We're just constantly a vicious cycle. We're trying to get out of it and going right back into it. By getting out of it, we're going right back into it. So therefore, like I said, the world is going to be Satan's ammunition. So therefore, you seeking after God, studying. And when I say studying, I mean giving time to the Word of God to actually let it sink in. You're studying. You're letting the Holy Ghost deal with you as to what the Word of God says. And then on top of that, you're also letting the Holy Ghost deal with you as to what has already been preached to you. See, the Word of God is not just the written. It's not just the written. It's the oral teaching, too, of the individual that God has placed in your midst as your spiritual leader. Okay? When God has given you a spiritual leader, you need to listen to that spiritual leader. It's very important. Now, for those that don't have a spiritual leader, read the Bible to the best of your understanding. Read it to the best of your knowledge. Take what you can from the Word of God and let that sink in. And pray that God give you the understanding for the rest of the stuff. If you keep tuning into the Pain Fighters Live, or you tune into the Pain Fighters Podcast, or you go over to the Word Evangelistic Church Streamline, between me and my pastor, we will help you to have a full understanding on any scale that you need. Any subject, any topic, will... Trust me, my pastor has message after message after message. My pastor's been preaching for the longest of time, all right? He's got hundreds of messages. You know, I just started in 2018 on my podcast and then just started at the beginning of the year on YouTube. So, but nonetheless, between him and me, we're only going to give you the truth of the Word of God. We're going to give you something that the Holy Ghost can definitely connect to. The Holy Ghost will connect more to the Word of God than it will music. Let me let you guys in on this. The Holy Ghost will connect more to the Word of God than it will to music. What does this mean? Now, this isn't to say that the Word of God, that the Holy Ghost will not fall while you're giving God the praise, but it will not fall because of the music. It will fall because you are genuinely giving God the praise from your heart. The music just helps. Okay? The music is like salt to food. It just boosts. It just helps add to it. Okay? But it's not the music that gives you the Holy Ghost. When I praise God, I lead the praise service at my church. I catch the Holy Ghost not because of the music. I catch the Holy Ghost because as I'm praising God, as I'm leading praise service, I am praising God from within, stirring up the Holy Ghost from within. And as I'm stirring up the Holy Ghost from within, when the Word of God goes forth, I've cleared the runway. You got to clear the runway for God to come through. That's what the Holy Ghost helps you to do. When you stir up the Holy Ghost within you, it clears the runway so the Word of God is easier to accept, be accepted. This is the reason why, okay, you look at an airplane, right? You look at an airplane. When an airplane is on the runway, They make sure, you know, from the cockpit of the airplane to like traffic control, air traffic control. Hey, look, are we clear for takeoff? Are we clear? And they say, yeah. And they'll say, hold it. We got it such and such on the runway. Let's get that cleared out first. And as soon as we get that clear, we'll deal with that situation. Okay. When you take off, no, we're not clear because we've got other crafts hovering in the sky. We need to clear that out so that you'll have a, that's what you do when you are praising God. It is not the music that gives you the Holy Ghost. It's your praises from within. It's your genuine praises from within. Complemented with your lifestyle. Meaning added to it. The Holy Ghost within your lifestyle, your praying and studying life, your meditation of God, holy living, all these things help to give the Holy Ghost more of a boost so the Word of God can flow much more easily in your life, flow much more easily when it's going forth and it's teaching you. But if you don't go after God, if you're living any kind of way you want and you claim you have the Holy Ghost, then your runway is clogged. It's blocked. All right? There's no way for you to let God get to you, and there's no way for you to get to God. You got to have that runway clear. This is the reason why I say you have to seek after God. You have to clear that runway. You, it's up to you to do it. See, a lot of people, they get the understanding twisted that God does things. No. God does it by giving you the word. See, that's what people need to understand. God does things by giving you the understanding, the wisdom, and the knowledge through and by the word of God. So therefore, it's like this. Walmart will tell you, I sold you a table, but you go back to Walmart like you didn't sell me a table, you sold me parts. They're going to say, no, we sold you a table. Now, whatever condition that table came in, it's up to you to put it together. Am I right or am I right? You go to IKEA, Walmart, you know, you order stuff off of Wayfair or whatever. You go and say, hey, look, yeah, I want to buy this table, right? I'm just saying, let's say you're like, okay, I want to buy a table, right? Table sits about, now you look at the picture of this table, right? Table sits about 4 or 5 feet, you know, all the way up. Fully built, table sits up about 3, 3.5, 4 feet. Okay. And they bring you out. Now, mind you, like I said, the table sits up 3.5 to 4 feet. Off the ground. That's how tall it is. But when they bring you the box for the table, they bring you a box that's like this. They bring you a box like that tall off the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like this wide. Right? What the hell is this? I ordered a table, and they tell you that's your table. You have to put it together. No, I want this table. No, we're going to give it to you like this. Because if we give you that, we got to charge you more. How does this compare to God? It's the same way with the Word of God. God is going to say, I'm going to give you deliverance, but I'm going to give it to you like this. Now, I'm going to give it to you. You want your deliverance like this. I'm going to give it to you like this in a small package. There you go. Now, you're going to take this, what I gave to you, and you're going to apply it to your life and watch it grow within your life and watch it take care of this problem, but it's also going to take care of that problem. It's going to take care of that problem, but you have to assemble it. You have to put it in your life. Well, what is this an analogy to? This is the point that I'm trying to get to. It's just like I said, if Walmart sells you that table, that desk, that whatever, fully assembled, they got to charge you more for it, right? But then also they're trying to think of you as the customer because they're like, everybody doesn't have a moving truck, a pickup truck, you know what I'm saying, a trailer that they can throw this humongous thing on and drive off into the sunset with. We got to put it in a way where we can package it, where the people can put it in their car, no matter how big or small their car is, they can put it in their vehicle and drive off and go home and they can deal with it. Same way with God. God looks at it like, if I give you everything that you want and that you need, there's no need for faith. There's no need for you to believe in me. There's no need for you. Why? What do I mean there's no need for you to believe in me? It's one thing to know. It's a whole other thing to believe. You get what I'm saying? Everybody, if you know, I mean, if God just puts it out there that he's just like, and you're just like, just right off the bat, like God does everything for you, there's no need to have faith. And if God does everything for you, what does he need to test anything for? If God tested the children of Israel, which was his own people, why doesn't he need to test you? See, this is the reason why God placed us down here. The reason why, notice Jesus said he knows what was in man. God made man. He knows what's in the heart of man. The Bible even says that, you know, that to do evil is the original, you know, thought of man. I believe that's in the book of Proverbs. It's like it's a natural thing for man. We were born in sin. We were born in iniquity. So therefore, the same way God gave Adam and Eve the opportunity to build their life in the garden, he's given us the same opportunity. They pissed away their opportunity. Don't throw away yours. They didn't follow the instructions. Don't you be the same. The Holy Ghost within you will allow you to follow the instructions much easier, much more steadfast, much more committed than you trying to follow the instructions on your own. By yourself, you don't have the strength. You don't have the capability. You don't have the wisdom and the knowledge to outthink and outsmart Satan. But with the Holy Ghost, you do. Why? Again, because the Holy Ghost is going to make sure to tell you things. If it sees you veering off one way or the other, the Holy Ghost will say, wait a minute, not that way. This is the way we were taught. The Holy Ghost will connect with the Word of God that you read. It will connect with the Word of God that you hear. You want to make sure that you hear the Word of God, not just read it. Because again, a lot of people don't have an understanding of what the Word of God says. So therefore, you need to have the Word of God broken down to you by somebody who does have the understanding of the Word of God. Somebody who's been in the Word, in God for an extended period of time, that has knowledge of God and also has experience with God. These are key things that you need. And the Holy Ghost will help you to seek these things out. The Holy Ghost will help you to receive. The Holy Ghost will help you to know. You will be able to identify another individual with the Holy Ghost if you have the Holy Ghost. Because if you truly have the Holy Ghost, you know the signs to look for. You know what the Word of God says about an individual who is truly an individual of God. See, you look at these churches again, and it's, you know, everybody wants to talk about speaking in tongues, jumping and shouting, hooping and hollering, this and that and that. And then, but if you notice when they're doing it, they're not doing it when the Word of God is being preached. When the Word of God is being preached, they're silent. They're tired. They're hot. Everybody's fanning themselves. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. All that hooping and hollering. No, 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 no. That's the time to be bouncing off the walls. If the Word of God is truly being preached the way it's supposed to be preached through and by the Spirit of God, that is the time to be bouncing off the walls. That is the time to be praising God and falling out and all that other kind. That's the time to be doing it. Not during praise service. And I say this because of this. I say that because of this. There's not one song, gospel song, gospel singers. There's not one gospel singer that died for my sins. There's not one gospel song that helped bring me through any situation. The Word of God did. The Spirit of God within me did. My connection with God did. When I was battling lust, those gospel songs didn't do nothing for me. The Word of God did. When I was battling mind demons, those gospel songs did not help me beat the mind demons. The Word of God did. The teaching did. When I was going through trials and tribulations, There's not one song, one gospel singer, one hymn that helped me through anything. The Word of God did. If the gospel song did anything for me, it reminded me of the scripture of the Word of God. That was it. It reminded me of a scripture. It reminded me of a message. But that was it. The gospel song after that was irrelevant. But the Word of God stood relevant the whole time. The Word of God stayed there the whole time. When I was battling Satan, when Satan was coming against me, I didn't start singing and Satan went away. The Bible said, resist him in the faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Do you see the connection? Bible didn't tell me faith comes by singing. It says by hearing. And hearing of what? The Word of God. And the Bible says that he gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. How do we obey God? Through the Word of God. So in order to get the Holy Ghost, seek after it. If you don't already have it, seek after it. How? Again, lots of prayer. Lots of studying. And I mean genuine prayer. I'm not just talking about these quick, Lord, protect me throughout the day. Lord, you know, bless my family and my church family and my home and this and that, that and this. And thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. No, I'm not talking about these now I lay me down and see. I'm talking about you truly getting with God. Lord, I see things in my life. And I see these things in my life, Lord. You know, I don't like them. Lord, deal with me on these. Send your word that I'll correct them. Lord, look into my heart. What is it that's not like you? Pull these things out of me so that I can be a better vessel for you. Go into serious prayers about you. Not these prayers where it's like, oh, God, give me a house. Give me a car. Give me a husband. Give me a wife. Give me money. Give me healing. No. Instead, Lord, give me a deliverance. Give me an understanding. Give me patience. Help me to establish these things so that I can be a better vessel. So that I can be more holy in your eyesight. So that I can be a better candidate for heaven instead of a better candidate for hell. These are the kinds of prayers you need to be praying. You got these churches tell you, oh, just pray. Let me tell you what to pray for. Pray for the spiritual things that God requires you of you. If you're going through something, pray that you get delivered from it. If you don't have understanding, pray that the Lord gives you understanding. If you're tempted with something, pray that God helps you to deliver you from the temptation. He's not going to come and touch your body and say you're delivered. No, he's going to send the word. Tell the Lord, Lord, help my spiritual ears to be open that I can be more receiving of your word. Help my spiritual mind to be more open that I can have a greater understanding and retain your word better. Lord, let the Holy Ghost within me rise up and keep these things within me that when I'm tempted or when I go through these things, the Holy Ghost will stand up and say, we don't do that and help restrain me. But again, go into the word and truly, genuinely study. Let the Lord deal with you according to the word of God. And when you read these things that are not like God, that you're doing in your life, understand that the word of God is reaching out to you then also. It's not just going to be that he's going to reach out to you through the natural, meaning just, you know, what you read. He's going to reach out to you through oral teaching also. So when individuals like me, when individuals like my pastor, Prophet Townsend, are telling you that you need to come out of certain things, you need to come out of sin, you need to come out of unbelief, you need to start, you know, applying the word of God in your life, you need to start seeking out the deliverance, but don't look for God to do it by coming down and touching you. But, okay, prime example. The woman with the issue of blood, did Christ deliver her or did she deliver herself through Christ's power? What did he say when he turned to her? He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Her faith that she said, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, and she pressed her way and she made it to Jesus. That's the same way with you. If you're looking for deliverance, you have to let the, you and the Holy Ghost, you turn determined in your heart, I'm going to get delivered. And you and the Holy Ghost will determine that together. And you seek after God. Press your way in the direction of God. There's nothing wrong with praying for certain things. Yeah, you can pray for a house, a car, or a husband, a wife. That's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I instruct you that before you do that, do what the Bible says. First, seek ye the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. Then all these other things will be added to you. Make sure that your life is right in God first. The houses and the cars, they'll come. But here's one thing. If the houses and cars never come, at least when you die, you'll know for certain that your soul will be accepted into heaven. Bible says all these other things will pass away. The Bible says that, you know, all this other stuff is vanity. You can't take not nan car, no money, not your wife, not your kids. All of this, all of it, from the good to the bad, it's all loaned to you while you're on this planet. That's all this is. This is all loaned to you. My life is loaned to me. My wife, loaned to me. My job, loaned to me. My health and strength in this body, loaned to me. All of it is loaned to me. My pastor, my church, my abilities, my blessings, my talents, all of it's loaned to me. My salvation is mine. The Bible tells you that all of what you do in God is the only thing that will last. All this other stuff is loaned to me, but my salvation, my holiness, my righteousness that I have in God, that belongs to me. That I can carry to God and say, Lord, look at what I did for you. Here's what I'm presenting to you. And that is what's going to get me into heaven. But it starts with your salvation. It starts with the Holy Ghost. And in order to get the Holy Ghost, you have to accept the word of God. This is Reverend Lyle Lewis. Thank you guys for listening in. Please click like, subscribe. Please hit the bell icon for those of you on the podcast. Please, please, please continue to listen. Continue to accept and continue to receive. You know, favorite this podcast. And by all means, I will continue to bring the word of God to you guys where I preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of the word of God. So help me, God. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. Be safe. Stay safe. Later. I'm gonna learn to fade to black.